full service.
Bushwick, internet, world, what is good? This is Jack Inslee. You're listening to the sounds of Full Service Radio, live. And you'll have to forgive me, because I'm engineering my own show, so that's why the theme song is going to cut out all abruptly like that. But as you know, this is Full Service Radio, live every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. Yeah, this week is going to be wild, man. We're gonna rev up the BPM tonight. I'm excited about the set. First and foremost, we'd like to thank TechServe, who sponsors this show every single week. They make stuff happen. That's your number one stop for all Mac-related needs, repairs, information, classes, loyalty programs, all sorts of things. TechServe.com for more information on that. We had a crazy week, Full Service Massive. We were at the Googa Mooga, which was very interesting, the Renaissance Fair with Roberta's. We had live performances all day on Saturday. We had a whole crew of rappers. We had Nair, we had Nani, we had Nene Ray, we had Jasmine Solano and Tennille. We had Vuana Lore, Jerry Jones, you know, all that. And a lot more to come from Full Service. The Pasta Move EP has been released, and that's on fullserviceparty.com. A bunch of new original music from myself, Jack Inslee, Rectech, Mohegan Sun, Herbert Spliffington, the Gunwash Crew. Definitely a strange collection of music that I think you should check out. And I've got plenty to talk about later in the show, but I would like to first introduce this week's guest, and that's DJ New Jersey Drone. And he's going to play you some crazy music for the next 45 minutes, and then we're going to talk about it like we always do on Full Service Radio. So, as I said, keep it locked. We will be back in 45. This is HeritageRadioNetwork.org, Full Service Radio. Let's get it.
Service. Full service.
Listening to the sounds of DJ New Jersey Drone, full service.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it?
Get off me.
Take it easy.
Get off me. Get off me. Get off me. My bad. Get off me.
What you want?
Get off.
Shit.
Get off me.
What you want?
Shit. My bad.
What you want?
Get off me.
What you want?
Get off me.
What you want?
Get off me.
What you want?
Get off me. 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 Get off me.
You're listening to the sounds of DJ New Jersey Drone. This is Full Service Radio. Keep it locked.
Hit that. what's up, world? This is Manny Fresh, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
Full service radio. That's what I call the sound of the future. Damn, that was DJ New Jersey Drone.
Yo.
My goodness, good. Man. That was really intense.
Thanks,
I can hear. I'm going to stop for 1 second so I can turn down the monitors and we'll edit this out. You see, I'm challenged. Interns, engineers, you can hit me up at jackinsley@gmail.com. I can't do this whole thing by myself. I'll be right back real quick. But while I'm waiting, why don't you tell listeners where they can find your music?
Really the best way is soundcloud.com/RIPDJ, and then there's Mind Club SoundCloud that has my music and my friends and all that.
Beautiful. And we're going to get into the music, but I'm going to throw some curveballs at you because I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is a food radio station, right? And we're at a restaurant. So if you had your dream gig and you can make any demand you want, what meal would be waiting for you at the end of the gig?
That's a tough one. I guess. Well, since I'm in Roberta's right now, I guess I could go for some pizza.
Yeah, Roberta's Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow, they get so much love on this.
Well,
all right.
Also because I've never had Roberta's, and I live in Bushwick, so...
Oh, we'll have to make
I hear
that
good
happen.
Things and bad things, but I'm willing to try it.
We'll have to make that happen. You can get real close to the mic there. And
okay.
Second food question, what's in your refrigerator right now at home?
Rotten milk.
Yeah, like right now. Milk? Rotten milk? That's it?
Maybe some kimchi.
Oh.
It's my girlfriend. It's Korean. And she makes a lot of kimchi. That's about it.
Rotten milk and kimchi. That'll do it for you. That's sustenance, I guess.
Yeah. I'm really into smells, so...
So,
kimchi and milk, yeah.
A lot of the music in this set was original, am I right?
Yeah, I would say about 60% of it, 75%.
And now, how long have you been making music?
For my whole life, really. I've been playing drums. I grew up playing drums, but recently been doing more club music. Well, not recently. I've been doing it for the past 4 years.
Really? Okay, so when you were playing drums, what kind of drums were you playing? Were you in bands, or were you doing more classical percussion?
I was in bands. I was really into, like, tribal-style drumming, but on a drum set. You know, jazz influences, but very abstract sort of drumming. I loved it growing up, but, you know, it was more electronic sounds that attracted me.
Yeah, and it shows for sure. Yeah. Now... And a lot of your original tracks, I mean, what, those got to be up there by like 170, 175 BPM, right?
Yeah, 170, that's the fastest I've gone.
What got you to 170? I mean, I feel like enough people, like 160 was enough for people. What made you push it further?
I don't know, I just wanted it to be a little bit more intense. You know, 160 is great. A lot of newer stuff I'm playing now is actually at 160, but stuff I'm playing for the past year has been 170. And I don't know, 170 has, I don't know, it's something you more have to listen to. It's you can, you know, listen to it in the club and you can dance to it, but it can be quite difficult. And I don't know, I like watching people struggle in the club.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, how do you dance to that?
Yeah. Some people get really into it and other people just walk away and leave. So... It depends.
Yeah.
But
Now, when you're making these songs, what's the process like for you? Are you tapping things out since you're a drummer? Are you kind of tapping out the beats live, or are you programming with a computer?
Well, I usually start off on my synth and just get a synth line there. And that usually takes the longest, and then I make everything on like hardware and drum machines. And
hardware drum machines?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like the Electron drum machine and Electribe. Those two are my main.
So you don't really use samples on the computer or MIDI or anything like that?
You're pretty I use samples. I, you know, get samples on my cell phone. And then, but all the drum sounds are from the Electron, like the bass, the kick, and the snare sounds are all, you know, it's a drum synth, so you can program it. They're not samples, so you can,
right,
you can change it around. But
exactly. So you change the envelopes and all that on there and get it proper. I mean, the stuff bangs. That's for damn sure.
Thanks, man.
That stuff bangs. So talk to me a little bit about Mind Club Worldwide. Is that is it a label? Is it a collective? What's the deal with that?
It's all those things. It's more so of a collective right now. Just it's mostly my music, my friend Tex, aka Tom Nook, and my friend Bong Rip. It's us, and then I got Helloweed on there, and then RLX Association.
Bong Rip and Helloweed?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, those are two projects. But yeah, it's a group of friends, you know, all around the U.S. Friends in L.A. and Chicago and Philly.
And so, now, I mean, it seems like a lot of your networks are coming through the internet. What was your entry point into networking in that way? I know we have a mutual friend in Mohegan Sun, and I think you met him through SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud. SoundCloud has been the best thing for me. That's how I met everyone. Like, just until recently, people have been, you know, messaging me, like, saying they actually like my music. So, you know, I give all my my career into SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? Yeah. They're going to cash the royalty checks?
Yeah.
But what, I mean, so when you're digging on SoundCloud, are you going by tags? Or are you just kind of randomly clicking around? What's that process like for you?
You mean, like, looking for music?
Right, yeah, seeking other artists out.
Yeah, just seeing what other people post and just spending hours staying up late and just going from link to link, you know, from seeing what's related to other songs and then going, you know, deep there. But most of the people that I play music with and have, you know, associated with Mind Club have been friends that people actually know in real life.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island.
Huntington. Oh, really? Where?
Huntington.
Huntington?
Yeah.
I'm from West Babylon, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Long Island. I never shout out Long Island, but I'm doing it right now. Speaking of West Babylon, for the first time, we have listeners worldwide. My mom is listening to this show.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna shout her out, and I'm gonna kind of out her right now. I'm going to read the comments that I got right now.
Oh, okay.
This is from Mom. Listening to Full Service, not too shabby. A little spacey. Some parts have great beats. This one sounds like it has some Martian mixed in it. That's the feedback straight from Mom's for the DJ New Jersey Drone set.
That's not some of the best feedback I've ever got.
I'm saying, I'm kind of proud that she got down with the 170 like that. That's not easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess moms are really the only ones who can really get down with it.
I'm pretty sure a lot more people are about to get down with this. I really do have to say, I feel like a lot of the sounds I heard tonight were pretty forward thinking. So
I appreciate it. My gear wasn't working well. You probably hear a few mess ups, but it's some of the songs don't show up when I go to play it. Like, it would be there and then it would erase. It's all on CDs, but these things are messing up on me. So,
well, all we care about is the tracks, and the tracks were absolutely fire. Any gigs or projects coming up that you want to promote?
I'm playing tomorrow at a fitness gallery. My friends, Mind Dynamics, actually, they're doing a tour kickoff tomorrow night at Fitness. It's on Myrtle Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be fun.
Great.
Yeah. I'm DJing late, like around 2 a.m., if anyone wants to come.
Perfect time for these sounds.
Yeah.
Really, really, really great stuff. I encourage listeners to hit the SoundCloud and, you know, live on SoundCloud, because that's how you make a career these days. So
it's true.
Don't be shy. Get your stuff out on SoundCloud, and maybe I'll have SoundCloud sponsor the damn show, because if we're going to plug them one more time, I think I need a check.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming by. It was on short notice, and the set was fire. I think you have one more track for us, right?
Yeah, sure.
And what's that song?
This song is from my latest split with DJ Prolife. It's called Snake Eyes. I just gotta set it up.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
appreciate that. We will see you all next week on Full Service Radio, which broadcasts without fail every single Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. And these shows are archived for you in iTunes to make your life extremely easy. Or Stitcher if you don't like iTunes. I know some people don't like iTunes. I kind of don't myself. But both of those platforms will allow you to subscribe. You get it every week delivered to you. They're all archived. And we really do have the best and brightest in the underground on this show every week, I have to say. Next week is Tekla. And YouTube Tekla. This woman is making some really serious music. And I'm very excited to have her on the show next week. She's going to perform live. Lots of things. The Pasta Move EP is officially released. Fancy Restaurant Records. So that's FullServiceParty.com. And on FullServiceParty.com, you can really follow us and see what's happening in the world of Full Service. My name is Jack Inslee. I am your host. This is HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We will see you next week. This is May. It's Membership Drive. We need you to support the station. If you enjoy this show every week, consider making a donation of any amount. I know my listeners are not stacking to the ceiling quite, but any donation will do. We will see you next week. And yeah, thanks, Mom, for listening. I'm pretty happy about that. So here's one more track, DJ New Jersey Drone.